We're joined here by assistant coach Landon Frank here in the post game, and it was a defensive struggle tonight. Scott City probably controlled this game a lot tonight. Early on, Houghton had some big plays that they converted on, but I thought after a while there in the end, Scott City really was the better conditioned team, and I thought they wore Houghton out all over. And it was this is a good win and a much improved Houghton team that you guys beat tonight.
Yeah, early in the game, we had three incidences where our players, one got downfield a little bit, the other chased a guy across the middle instead of letting him go to the middle linebackers. And I don't remember exactly what the other ones. It cost us a little bit, let them get into field position. But overall, besides those three plays, the defense played really, really strong. They had a nice goal line stand. I thought they did well on defense. Offense struggled a little bit.
And, this time of the year, game one, you're usually seeing the defenses ahead of the offenses, and that really proved that out to be that way tonight. I know there was some tough starting a little bit of the defense. You mentioned the defense playing sound. I thought they pressured Harper. He was all over the place and really forcing him to throw a lot of just jump balls there and some tough interference calls. But, week one there, you're going to get those things probably cleaned up later on in the year.
Yeah, as far as the pass interference calls, most of them were pretty close. I think there were one or two that were, pretty obvious that they were pass interference. One hit our player in the back of the helmet, and then our player hit theirs. But it was a close call. We'll clean some of that stuff up. They've been taught to keep their hand on the hip and not the shoulder pads. They get to reaching and stuff like that here early on, and the game's faster, so they're reaching, trying to slow the guy down.
And you have some experience in that secondary there on the varsity. Kevin Herman, who hasn't played in 2 years. Justice McDaniel, who hasn't played in 3 years. You put in Isaac Tarango, got the late pick in the fourth quarter. He hasn't played in 2 years. So the secondary players were really thrown into the fire early on. Now, onto the offensive side, there's a lot of good things that happened on that offensive side. And whatever it is with 95-plus yards drives to for your points of the night, 191 yards on 22 plays for your two scoring drives, you'll take that, right?
Absolutely. Our running game's there all day long. We did pass quite a bit there early on, see what we could do. We've got the running backs. You got Brandon Winterland and you got Goodman, Parker. They're all seniors and they're all athletes. They're pretty fast and pretty tough.
Give Houghton credit. They disrupted Scott City up front there at times and made – you guys have to go to the outside a little bit, but I thought, Harrison did a good job of facilitating that ball around. I think he hit four or five different receivers here tonight, but when you guys were getting some passes out in the opens, good things happened.
Yeah, absolutely. We were having success up the middle, and they started putting every defensive lineman in every gap, and so we started spreading out a little bit. And he hit a few of those receivers, so we do know that we can throw the ball a little bit. We'll just have to get a little better.
And just clean up some penalties. There's some holdings, blocks in the backs, but that's game one. And I know another concern, I think, too many turnovers for you guys tonight.
Yeah, we did. Blocks in the back, that's just those guys not playing for multiple years, like you said earlier. Mm-hmm. And they come in and that guy turns on them and they're right there and they put their hand on their back. It's a block in the back. That's just the way it is. And they'll learn from this and we'll get better.
Well, you come out with a victory here in 14-0. You take on a Holcomb team that is Roland Goodland in the second half last check, 48-6. But Holcomb, kind of like Scott City in a way, hit hard by graduation, but they're still going to be coming to play Scott City. It's a rivalry game.
Yep, Holcomb's tough every year. It doesn't matter how good or bad they are. They're going to come down. They're going to want to play us. So.
Well, one win in the season. Congratulations, Coach. You guys enjoy it here this weekend. We'll see you right here again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.